go out to Josh Meyer from Politico. Josh, welcome to the program.
Welcome. Thank you.
Hey, so let's sort of update everyone on the Comey firing and sort of what all the firestorm is about. Is this something that's just going to sort of blow over until the next crisis that the news media latches onto?
You know, I don't think so. And I mean, I certainly wouldn't characterize it as a crisis of the media's creation. I mean, this is a big deal.
Okay.
I mean, Comey, you know, was a very, very well-regarded FBI director. Even if he wasn't, the FBI is a very sort of insular, protective, tribal organization, and they circle the wagons. But, you know, the biggest thing about this, of course, is that the timing of it, that they are involved in one of the most important and significant and sensitive investigations in the agency's history into whether the Russians, you know, influenced the presidential election in 2016. People forget that's sort of been established fairly, without question that the Russians did do that. So that's the baseline of the FBI investigation. But the investigation is also looking into whether the Trump administration and the Trump campaign before it, were colluding with the Russians in terms of helping in some way influence the election. So, you know, the FBI is investigating this. The director of the FBI, you know, meets with the Justice Department leaders, asks for more resources for the investigation. There's some dispute as to how that played out. But after that, the director is summarily fired. So it raises a lot of questions, I think, and I don't think it's going to be going away anytime soon.
So now, of course not. So now we have, of course, the investigation's not going away. And let me quote the new acting FBI director, Andrew McCabe. He said, quote, "The agency will continue to pursue its Russia investigation vigorously and completely and has adequate resources to do so," which of course it will. That's what it's changing. The leadership doesn't change the functioning of the FBI. So why are people making it seem as though it does?
Well, I think because it, I think that there's a lot of smoke and mirrors going on here on all sides. And I think that the concern is that when you essentially fire the FBI director and do it in such a manner when he's out in Los Angeles and he literally reads it on a TV crawl, you know, you're sending a message to the Bureau that other people will be treated similarly and don't continue to investigate this. I mean, the president himself is, you know, being interviewed by NBC today, and he's telling them that he asked Comey himself, "Am I under investigation?" So there's a lot of pressure being put on the FBI from everybody from the president on down. And it's being read by critics as an attempt to get them to back off their investigation. They also are in a very delicate position now where they report to an attorney general that is a very loyal Trump, appointee to the Justice Department. So, you know, they're in a very precarious position. I know a lot of FBI agents.
Why is it precarious? Wait, why is that precarious for them to do their job?
Because the FBI has to work hand in glove with the Justice Department to do cases. The FBI are the investigators, so they gather the evidence.
Right.
They interview witnesses. They look at records. They do.
Or is a rank and file FBI officer being told not to do their job?
I don't think so. No.
Okay.
The problem is that they need the Justice Department to sign off on a prosecution. So, especially a prosecution of this magnitude and sensitivity, almost always requires the Attorney General himself or herself to sign off on that. So, you know, what the FBI agents have in the back of their minds is that once they do their investigation and they bring it across the street, as they say, to the Justice Department, you know, they're not sure whether it will get approved or whether
you could argue
it.
You could argue this another way, which is to say that, hey, I'm feeling as though what I bring to them better be ironclad. I better have all my ducks in a row, and it better be compelling, and that's what I'm going to take to them.
Right. No, okay. That's a good question. I think, and you know, I've been covering federal law enforcement for a long time, and it's almost an institutional dynamic in which the FBI or Homeland Security or Customs or other investigative agencies, the DEA, ATF, they'll always feel like the prosecutors tell them that they haven't given them enough evidence to proceed with the case when the investigative agencies always believe that they have. So there's always that kind of conflict there. So, but you know, this is a case where, you know, however this has been accomplished, politics has intruded into the investigation in a big way. Whether the Trump administration did it on purpose or not, you know, remains to be seen. But, you know, it's become very political, and especially when you fire the FBI director, If they bring in somebody who is seen as a Trump loyalist, I think in the back of their minds, the FBI agents will not want to continue to investigate this because they'll believe that it's not something that the director wants.